Welcome in to the latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Cousin Shane, and there's everybody's favorite cousin, SEC Mike. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, how you feeling, brother? Still a little down?
I'm doing a little bit better.
Yeah, you're sounding rough. I appreciate you pushing through, and you know who else I appreciate, Mike? Those folks over at MyBookie. I'm terrible at this. But thank you, MyBookie, for hanging out with us all season long. Right now, if you jump over at MyBookie and use promo code SEC, you're going to get a... Are they still doing the 500? Up to 500?
I think they've changed it. But they got all kinds of deals over there for the holiday season.
Yeah.
Too many to even remember, Shane.
Tis the season. You put promo code SEC, you may be blown away by exactly what you will receive. So jump over there and do that. And when you take those winnings, because I'm telling you, Mike, I don't know about you. Obviously, I was terrible during the regular season, but I feel like postseason, my picks are going to be absolutely perfect. So if you follow me and you get those winnings, you take them on over to our friends over at Tennessee Legend Distillery and let them know the cousin sent you. They got two locations here in Sevierville. They got one in Nashville. So no excuse on why you can't find them. And if you can't get it to your state, just go to your package store. A couple of them reached out, Mike, and said, hey, how do we get to... You get the package store to let us know, and then we'll get the distributor to send some down there. And then you, my friends, can have some Tennessee Legend Distillery from the cousins. So, Mike, it's my favorite show. It's my absolute favorite show. It's the mailbag. I know we have to wait till we get to the food questions, but there's so much going on right now, and I want to just thank the cousins for hanging out and being patient with your new host today.
Yeah, how about Tamby? Let's start there, Shane.
Tamby!
Appreciate your $20. Well. Lane Kiffin to Bama.
Oh.
You see how we got there, Shane?
Yeah. Kalen DeBoer to Michigan. Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin to Alabama.
And then LSU can hate Lane Kiffin, just like the rest of us.
Can he just not piss off? I mean, let's just do it, man. Let's just, if we're going to do it, let's rip the Band-Aid. Oh, that would be something, man. That would be absolute something. And, you know, that's a name I keep hearing floating around, Kalen DeBoer. You know, I hear old Josh Heupel a couple of times. You mentioned Drinkwitz. I did think about that. I mean, obviously he secured a new deal over there in Mizzou, but Michigan's got some money.
Shane, so they've already put out odds to be the next Michigan coach.
Yes.
The leader in the clubhouse.
Don't say Urban Meyer. Don't say Urban Meyer.
Kalen DeBoer.
Oh, come on.
How about that?
Oh, man. You know, that's good for business. I ain't going to lie. I mean, in the business we're in, it's fun to talk about just because I feel like Alabama is a coveted position. Yeah. I truly don't think Kalen DeBoer would do it, right? I know the pressure's on, but the pressure's on wherever you go. And I just think the standards at Alabama, the opportunity to win national championships, SEC championships, is a lot easier. There's a graphic floating around. I don't know if you've seen this, Mike, and I didn't fact check or anything, but they were talking about some of the most viewed games this year.
Uh-huh.
And out of all the teams, because I was counting them up, out of all the teams in the entire country in the top 25 of this, Alabama had the most. More people watch Alabama. And I feel like with that exposure, it provides more opportunities to have national championships, SEC championships, so on and so forth. So I can't see somebody leaving Alabama to go to Michigan. I just don't. I may be wrong, but I can't see it happening.
I think some of that is that the ABC deal.
Yeah, probably.
Again, you're right. Alabama's a huge brand, arguably the biggest brand in college football. But if you go down the rest of that list, it's Georgia, it's LSU, it's Tennessee. I mean, people just SEC on ABC, brother. Come on, yeah. We got it all. You know what?
Yeah, you may be right. Maybe they just play tougher teams, you know?
Hey, speaking of these odds, though, Shade.
Yeah.
There's one other SEC coach on here.
Yeah.
DeBoer's at 4-1. Who do you think is the other active SEC coach on these odds to be the next Michigan coach?
I kind of joked about it, but the more I think about it, Mike Elko.
Nope, not even close.
All right.
Josh Heupel, 14-1.
Get that. I mean, I guess you got to put them on there somewhere, right?
And then one of these coaches that just got fired out of the SEC.
Yeah?
Is on the list. Who do you think that is?
Just got fired, Brian Kelly.
Yep, you nailed it. 25-1. I could see that. You know, because, again, is he a top choice? Is he ideal choice? Probably not. But he's coached in Michigan at Central Michigan.
Yeah.
It's a weird time in the cycle. You almost have to get someone that's available.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of joke about Kiffin and DeBoer. I mean, DeBoer's, they're in the damn playoff game.
Yeah.
Kiffin's Kiffin. You know, he's working the portal right before it opens. They might have to go with somebody like that is available. You know what?
Well, I mean, if you're Michigan, too, you're like, hey, he's what, had how many 10-win seasons down there at LSU going against the SEC? I mean, he's only got to go against two good Big Ten teams, and then that's it, right?
Right.
So if he can win 10 games, 11 games, we're kind of constantly being the college football playoffs, it's not a bad hire.
Old Emily from the top rope, Shade, happy hump day, cousins. That's the Michigan coach's favorite day of the week.
Oh, damn. Oh, my gosh. We just read the comments. We don't say them.
All right, Shay, let's get into this here mailbag. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, and remember, so we got two really good questions here right off the top, Shay.
Yeah.
But I kind of, these are like the next two shows I wanted to talk about. So
okay.
I want to give these guys credit. So shout out first, Carter B. Huff. Mm-hmm. Besides Lane Kiffin and LSU going to Ole Miss, which 2026 SEC football games will have the biggest implications next season? So I say that, and I don't want – Carter's an official cousin, so we always answer official cousin's questions.
Right.
But tomorrow, remember, Shane, tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, they're doing the SEC schedule reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we table that one till we have the games. Is that fair?
That's fair. That's fair.
Because that's where I wanted to go basically that whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout out Lucio, official cousin. We really appreciate the question. Great question. How do you rank the SEC bowl games? Which ones are you most excited about? And any players that'll opt out? That was basically my Sunday show. So.
Yeah.
I think we dedicate a whole show to those, don't you?
Yes. Yes. I think so too, Mike.
So I just didn't want them to think that we were overlooking their fantastic questions. They're so, you know, there's a good question when I want to dedicate
a whole show.
You know?
We'll name the show after them. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So shout out P5, official cousin. How does Michigan firing their head coach play out for Texas? We got bowl game here, Shane. Texas. Yeah. In the Citrus Bowl. So they've named Biff Poggi, I think is how you say. He's the interim.
That sounds
you see
fake.
This guy? He's got cut-off sleeves.
Yeah.
He's got no business wearing cut-off sleeves. He's an old man. But apparently, Shay, this guy's, he's like, remember those old beer commercials, the world's most interesting man?
Yeah.
That's this guy in college football. He's a multimillionaire. He had some kind of finance business, and then he said, you know what? I've always loved college football. I'm going to be a college coach. He took over Charlotte, and then somehow he ended up at Michigan. And apparently when he got to Michigan, he was working under Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
He was the associate head coach, and a lot of people credit him. Because you remember, I don't know if you recall this, but Harbaugh was not doing great at Michigan.
Yeah.
Hired this freaking guy, Biff Poggi or whatever, and it turns the whole damn thing around. So, I don't know. Maybe he's the missing piece, but he's the interim coach. He might be the full-time coach if they can beat Texas in the Citrus Bowl.
I think it's a little late in the game, right? I feel like if you could have beat Ohio State with them or something like that, yeah, that would have happened. But a bowl game, because we all do this, Mike. We do it every single time. If our team wins, we're like, SEC. But if they lose, we're like, it didn't mean anything. You know, we weren't faded. So I don't know how much credit what's his name? Bagwell?
Biff Poggi, I think.
Biff Poggi, yeah. I don't know how much credit he's gonna get for that one, but Still, it sounds like a fake name.
I think it's a little different, though, because he's already been there. You know, when they were winning the championship.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like some guy they got off the street today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. George asked, Shane was on Feinbaum's show. No back to co-hosting my favorite YouTube show, that SEC podcast. Yeah, I don't know if hosting's in the thing for me, Mike. I'm kind of helping out a little bit. Shit, I'm just Trey Shin. I mean, you talk about multimillionaires, because I think that's what these guys are right here. They're helping the show grow. Appreciate you all, and we're gonna write those names. That's what Mike's doing right now. That or he's typing his resignation letter.
I'm sending it to Biff Piyogi. Get me in there. You know
all
what?
Day Trey Shin, and then of course the legend Stephen Up coming through with a gifted membership. Appreciate you guys absolutely. The bomb. I absolutely love it. We're planning something. Mike doesn't know about it, but I'm putting some stuff together right now. We're going to have a little award show toward the end of the year. So we want to recognize some of these cousins. And so look forward to that. I feel like
did you
that
finally
would be a
get
fun
your tuxedo t-shirt?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. But that would be a good move, wouldn't it? Have a nice little awards banquet. But yeah, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, and it's going to be fun. The bowl games, I'd imagine we're probably going to do a couple of live watches with those. You know, we're going to also shift at some point to basketball and watch a few games with you. So I look forward to seeing all the cousins certainly do that.
All right. How about this one, Shane? I thought this was an interesting question. Shout out Mason Matlock, official cousin. If they offered y'all a spot on game day, but you had to quit the show, would you do it?
No. I don't see why we would have to quit. I mean, our boss is cool, right, Mike? I mean, obviously, that's a great question. I don't know. I would do game day, but I wouldn't give up this show to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, because that was the question, I would say no. No.
Yeah. I'm not eager to work for the man, are you?
No, I can't cuss, I can't drink, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what's funny. We all pretend for a second that this is the... It's funny, like, you ever watch him old shows from the 70s, and you're like, golly, people really... I mean, they talked like... I love the Andy Griffith Show, right? But my family was never the Andy Griffith Show, you know what I'm saying? And I just kind of find it funny that game day, to a certain extent, now it has changed a little bit now that what's-his-name's on there yelling and taking his shirt off every episode. But I do feel like that it's still lacking a little bit. It needs a little bit more reality, if you will.
Yeah, I think the word you're looking for there is authentic.
That's a big one. Yes. You know what? Authentic. That's a good one. I should use that.
It's just too corporate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't, if they can't tell by now, we're not very corporate.
No, we are what they call authentic.
Hey, shout out Jacob Matthew. This is going to be the damn theme, Shane.
Yeah.
After my Sooners take care of Bama, does DeBoer go to Michigan? Just when he got rid of getting asked about Penn State, now they're going to ask his ass, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think DeBoer has got to be number one on the list of people hoping Michigan hires a damn coach, so he can move on from this narrative. Don't you think?
Let me ask you, Mike, because usually there's smoke where there's fire, and the fact that his name does keep popping up, do you think that's more of Kalen wanting to get out of town or people wanting Kalen to get out of town?
The second. I think it's people just being like, This Joker. What's
don't
he doing
take Kalen. Yeah. Even though they're in the playoffs.
Because I think he's a really good coach.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty clear to see. Is he a fit, though, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes fit doesn't matter. If he was 13-0, no one would be doing this.
Yeah, that's true.
But he, you know.
He just doesn't fit the mold for Alabama, you know?
Right.
But the mold is making playoff runs, potentially winning a national championship, which he has the opportunity to do. So, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what matters.
And again, I don't feel too bad for this guy. He's making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, everybody wanted his ass run out of town after Florida State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then after beating Georgia, man, this guy, can we lock him up for another, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, that's life down there.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster. And maybe that's part of the reason why, I mean, it was going to be a tough, it's going to be such a tough job, right? When Nick Saban left, we knew whoever took this spot, and I don't care if it was Lane Kiffin or John Gruden. It does not matter. When you're following the GOAT, it was going to be a tough job, and you'll constantly be compared. It's funny because Nick Saban was constantly compared to Bear, you know what I'm saying? So that's just the legacy that they've created down there, and it's a tough ask. So, yes, if you're not consistently winning national championships or having number one signing classes or killing it in the transfer portal, you know, all this stuff, it's going to be said, well, it's Kalen's fault, right? Because Nick Saban would have done it.
You know who would have done it, Shane?
All Day Trey.
Yeah, all day. Dogs.
Oh, go ahead. Dogs are going to be a tough out in the playoff. Good luck to all the other SEC contenders. Fuck the Big 12 Conference. Time to bring the Natty back to the SEC. Go, Dogs, and Merry Christmas. And, Trey, I will say this, brother. I love SEC football, and I'm rooting for an SEC football win because the last thing I can do right here is have another Big Ten championship. I would be so damn pissed.
Is this the team to beat in the playoff, you think, Georgia?
I think this is the team nobody wants to play right now in the playoff. I would say favorite. If I'm picking, everybody's going to look at, Indiana and, Ohio State, blah, blah, blah. But no, my team right now is either the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, it's just the SEC team. And that's the funny thing, and I'm not saying it because I'm biased to this conference, but a little bit. I just feel like if I were truly picking the top three, two of them would be SEC teams.
How about this, though, Shane? Is it fair to say – now, I think this is like a coin toss type game, but
yeah.
Bama, Oklahoma, winner, they got it pretty good.
Yeah.
Indiana. Then they'll get the winner of Oregon, Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these games are easy, but I would face all those teams rather than Georgia, Ohio State, A&M. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. And honestly, Indiana, I mean, they just lost one of their key defenders. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, from high-fiving too hard.
Jeez. Hey.
Is that what they said down there?
Looked like I was having an earthquake, and I realized my dog's down here shaking the camera. Come here. Chill. I didn't want to get all Kurt Herbstreit on you. Lay down. You know, excuse me while I put this one to bed. Oh, man. I don't know. I lost train of thought. What were you saying there, cuz?
Just the fact that is it crazy to say I would rather face Indiana – Oregon, Texas Tech, any of those.
Yeah.
I'd rather face them than Georgia, Ohio State, or Texas A&M.
I think it's fair to say between that 8-9 matchup, whoever wins that will be representing the national championship. So there'll be one of them, right? Because you're right. I wouldn't want to play Georgia. I wouldn't want to play Ole Miss. I wouldn't want to play A&M. Hell, I wouldn't want to play Ohio State, if I'm being honest with you, right? That's the one team.
Right.
And you're looking – that is going to be a damn dogfight from, kickoff to the very end. But that Alabama-Oklahoma, that is such a sweet spot right now. Thank God they won the Big Ten championships, all I got to say.
And Tim says sleeping on Ole Miss. Well, you're lying to yourself, Tim. If Ole Miss is a similar situation. Would you rather Ole Miss have to play Georgia – and then Ohio State, or would you rather they play Indiana and Texas Tech? You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man.
Ole Miss got put on the wrong side of the bracket, too.
If Ole Miss was in that 8-9 spot, I'd be sitting here telling you the same damn thing, Mike.
That's the whole point. Yes. We're talking about their path right now.
Yeah. And you're being honest, right?
Right.
If you're truly being honest with yourself, that's the side you want on. That's the east of the old SEC. All day Trey coming through. Thank you, cuz, gifting 5 memberships. Appreciate that. We'll read those off at the end. And also, I want to give a shout out to Bert Bishop for gifting a membership as well. Thank you, cuz.
Yeah.
And welcome, family. Welcome. Hope no Ohio State's snuck in here. Sometimes they get gifted for some reason.
And I did see that. That was an excellent point you had on old Feinbaum. I mean, all your points are excellent. But
Thank you.
How you basically said Ole Miss is the team you'll be rooting for.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be everybody's favorite team, unless, like you said, unless you got a team in the race.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're sitting there. And now, granted, Mississippi State fans will not be rooting for Ole Miss. LSU fans will probably not be rooting for Ole Miss, right? But I do think that there's a handful of teams that, you know, hate Lane Kiffin and would love a pretty story here for Ole Miss to win. And I said this on Feinbaum, I just thought it was funny how the Ole Miss media team ran with it and put a shout out for Pete Golding being the first head football coach to represent Ole Miss in a college football playoff. Right? Went out of their way to just basically shit on Lane Kiffin and everything he's done. So I love it, and yes, I do feel like there's a soft spot for a lot of these fans out here to pull for Ole Miss just because Lane Kiffin left them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every Disney movie we've ever watched.
Hey, shout out Shin.
Oh, yeah, thank you, cuz. You don't know much about Indiana, Shane. It's okay. I forgive you. You're not the only one sleeping on them. Don't worry, Shane. I watched literally 3/4 of Indiana. I've got them licked here.
Okay, how about this one, Shane? Another really great question from Thor Hog. Official cousin Thor Hog. Since Saturday is the Heisman Trophy, who's the biggest Heisman snub of all time? And would you please tell the cousins and everyone why it's Darren McFadden?
Or 1997, Peyton Manning. So I think naturally I go to two of them. I do think Darren McFadden is the obvious answer here. But I do think Peyton Manning should be in that conversation as well. It was almost like a trendy pick because of Charles Woodson, and he had the infamous Heisman pose in the end zone after a interception return or a kickoff return or something like that.
Yeah, punt return or something.
But at the end of the day, true MVP, the heart and soul of a football team, that was Peyton Manning. And you saw it on signing, like national, when they had the draft, right?
Yeah.
You could kind of always tell when the draft rolls around and who's the first one picked.
Hey, here's a good one. Vince Young. Now, he won it, the national championship. He got the real prize, you know it, but he did get kind of snubbed there. And if I know they'll never do it, but if they did it after the games, I don't think he probably would have been the unanimous winner. You know what?
That's a good one. Which one would you rather have? I mean, I know you're pulling, because here's the thing. You talk about national, like, you can pull those out anywhere. Like, Auburn is still, you know, finding national championships, but a Heisman, you know, that's something that we just talked about Tennessee's never had, right? So I still think it's a natty, right?
How about Josh Heupel? He finished runner-up to old man Winkie. And he, same deal. He won the real prize. He won
Oklahoma.
The championship.
Yeah. AP's on there, too, I think I saw. So
I think I got Tim Tebow the second time. I think he kind of got robbed. They gave it to Mark Ingram, the Alabama running back.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. They should have gave Tebow his second.
What about Cody Schrader running for 5,000 yards? I mean, we didn't recognize that one.
I can't believe you'd even say this. I don't think he should have won it, but he should have been. It was a borderline travesty. He wasn't invited as a Heisman finalist. Who's the guy you're talking about nonstop?
Right, this year, Diego Pavia?
No, Hendon Hooker.
Oh, yeah, Hendon was great. Because of an injury, yeah?
Right. He should have been. Again, I don't think he should have won it. I think he should have been invited. And then how about this little off the wall, Shane? Herschel Walker, 1980, true freshman, ran over that Tennessee linebacker.
Was it Bates?
Bates.
Yeah.
And then, so that was his freshman year. Georgia won the Natty.
Yeah.
He had over 1,600 rushing yards, 15 touchdowns. And the game was different back then, right?
Right.
His quarterback had 77 completed passes on the year. Mm. So he was the offense for a national champion team.
It'd be honest, man. I mean, that was before me. I felt like there was some of that cooking going on in the back, you know, in the old days. But
well, back in the old day, you couldn't win it if you were a freshman. They wouldn't vote for you, you know?
Yeah, and I wish they'd get away with it. That's the one of the things that I hate is it now it typically goes to whatever's trendy, you know, whatever got enough highlights on ESPN, that's the one they're going to go with. Some fun story, not the actual MVP of a football team. They'll pick a good player, and typically it's a quarterback, which is another thing I wish they'd get away with. But, yeah, I have a feeling they're going to absolutely screw this one up as well.
How about the Oklahoma kicker? He got Tate Sandell. He got snowed. All right, how about this question, Shane? Unique question. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
SEC Sean, he's an official cousin, Shane. Build an all-SEC all-star team, but not using the players, using units. So one team's offense, one team's defense, one team's special team. How would you Frankenstein the best SEC team using those parameters?
Great question. I think defense, I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Yep.
Offense, I'm going to go with, that's a close one, but I feel like I'm going to lean Texas A&M.
Oh, interesting.
And special teams, I would probably go with, Texas was pretty nice. I'm going to hold off on the special teams. I'm going to kind of, I don't know. Who are you going with special teams?
I went with Oklahoma as well as the defense because they got an outstanding kicker, return game solid.
Satania.
Yeah. But on offense, I said Vanderbilt, Shane.
But Niblett is like – that's the only reason I would think Texas is just because they're not – they won't even kick to the kid.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people in the comments saying Georgia special teams. That's a good one. Outstanding kicker and punter.
But Oklahoma, I will, to be fair, Tate is just unbelievable. I mean, right. I've not seen a kicker like it. So I could get behind that as well.
Thoughts on Vanderbilt as the offense. So Diego Pavia, SEC's most efficient offense.
Nah.
I love Pavia.
Nah.
I think if you had to win the game, I got more confidence in him than Marcel Reed.
Offense. Tennessee moves the ball pretty good, right? I mean,
you said to A&M, now you're switching to Texas?
Or
Tennessee?
I just feel like, I just like the total, you're talking about package, right?
Right.
I like the linemen. I love the receivers. I feel like they, if healthy, have got one of the strongest running games. Marcel Reed is not a statue back there.
Right.
So they just have so much to offer offensively.
I like Vanderbilt tight end.
Yeah.
They can go fast. They can eat up the clock.
Yeah.
They can play different styles. They're tricky. They're not the most talented, but they're the trickiest, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, there they are. I don't know. Ryan Grubb's been pretty.
That's true.
Even Mike Bobo's been a little bit more electric here lately. So,
a lot of good options. All right, now similar question, Shane. It's interesting how the cousins come up with interesting questions that are similar. Mr. J Game, official cousin, we appreciate you. Which SEC playoff team has the best offense, the best defense, the best special teams? And he says you can only pick one of each team.
Well, I kind of answered that already because all mine are in there. I do feel like Oklahoma offers the best defense and, like you said, special teams. And then offense, I mean, it's tough to argue with what Ole Miss has been able to do. And how good, I mean, if peak Alabama at times, you know, you heard the quarterback come out here the other day and says, we know we're the best damn offense in the country. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. And he's not far off. When Alabama's hitting, unfortunately, -8 yards rushing makes me think that I shouldn't put them in there. So I would probably, I'm probably going to stick with A&M here.
For offense?
Offense, yeah. And then Oklahoma on defense and special teams.
Well, wait, no, so you can't double up. You can only use Oklahoma for one.
Oklahoma, well, in that case, give me Georgia defense, Oklahoma special teams.
Okay. I'm gonna say Georgia special teams,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma defense, Ole Miss offense.
Okay.
How's that?
Tough to argue. I mean, we're picking four or five of the best teams in the country.
And then the cousins are asking in the comments, what about coaching for the playoff?
Now that one's different. Because I can't pick an LSU coach in this scenario. Kirby Smart, my coach.
Hey. Well, I double check this because you know we love the cousins, right?
Uh huh.
Sometimes they try to get us.
Yeah. No.
So I've double checked this, and this appears to be accurate. On three, and ESPN reporting it.
Yeah.
This Michigan coach he's arrested now.
Damn.
Ex Michigan coach Sharon Moore has been detained by the police this evening, turned over. Well. I don't know for what, but.
Well, I mean, we kind of do, right?
That's an arrestable offense?
Well, if it was, you know, forced or something, you know. So I don't want to speculate. We probably should wait till those details come out. But the fact that law enforcement's involved is pretty damn serious and it still blows my freaking mind. Here you are on top of the world. Head coach for the University of Michigan, got blessed with an opportunity and squandered it over, you know, your demons, you know? So,
yeah.
Hey, till the details are out, we probably shouldn't say anything.
But, that's confirmed.
Damn.
Detained by police. I don't know what for what. It doesn't say, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Which SEC coach most likely to be detained by the police? No, okay. All right, how about Ernie M. Shane?
Let's not do that. if you were to ask right now, which one most likely?
Ernie M. Shane, now this is a weird question, but how easy was A&M's schedule this year? ?
Yeah.
And now he spins it. Says, because I'm a firm believer that Jimbo would have went 7-5 and said it's because the players didn't execute. Do you think Jimbo, what would Jimbo's record been?
Jimbo would have lost Notre Dame.
LSU.
LSU, probably that Arkansas game, to be honest with you.
Texas for sure.
Yeah, I'd say they're sitting there at 8-4.
He would have lost, I think he would have lost Carolina for sure.
Maybe 7-5. 7-5.
They were down 30-3. Jimbo's not coming back from that.
No, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, definitely South Carolina. Oh, yeah.
That would have been the one where we fired Jimbo.
Damn, he would have got fired again.
Yep. All right. How about this one? Appreciate you, Brandon Riley, official cousin. What or how would you rank the six new SEC coaching hires?
Right. Because I want to do it based off the teams. So because of that, I think Lane Kiffin, number one. Now, because we did something similar with this earlier, I think last week we were just talking about like which team would become better, you know, and when you start looking at wins and losses in 25 compared to what we think wins and losses 26. So that could be skewed. But I'm just saying overall for their team, I think Lane Kiffin would be number one. I think maybe Golish. I'm going to go Golish too. I'm getting off the Florida bandwagon because Gator fans don't want me there. But John Summerall, number three. Give me Kentucky. It's going to take a while to get used to names.
Will Stein.
Stein. I always think Beer Stein. Beer Stein up there in Kentucky, and then old Silver Fox up there in Arkansas.
Well, you left one off. Where would you rank Pete Golding?
You know, here's the thing about Pete. I really want to believe that this. I'd put him above. Damn. Now I put him below Stein and above Silver Fox right now.
I think you miss on every one of those.
I probably did.
Give me John Sobral number one.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna be the missing piece for Florida. Give me Lane Kiffin number two.
Yeah.
Golish three at Auburn. Give me Silverfield four at Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Golding at Ole Miss five. Will Stein, Kentucky six. Now here's the thing. I can't say this time and time and time again and then flip it, right? But I would never hire a coach that has no head coaching experience.
Yeah.
Because they're learning on the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just not a league for that. Yeah, I think you got to – now, again, you could point to many examples. Kirby Smart never did it. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. I could point to you about 10 guys that didn't, and they failed miserably, right? So I just wouldn't do it, so I have to stick by that. But I do think Will Stein could be – I think he could be really good. I think he could be a home run hire for Kentucky. But I'm going to put him sixth for that reason. Pete Golding, number five, same thing. Now he's coached up under Kiffin and Saban, and from what I understand, he's instrumental in the program that is there in Oxford. Like he implemented a lot of the stuff that has taken Ole Miss to the next level. So
I
think it's time. I think he deserves a shot. But I'm giving Silverfield a little bit of a bump here because he's actually been a head coach. He's won a bunch of games. He's not a bum, even though I kind of treated him like one. Golish, same deal. He turned around Central Florida.
Yeah.
And then Kiffin and Summerall. I think their resumes speak for themselves.
One thing, I was listening to Pete talk the other day, and one thing I like about him, and I hope he doesn't change, there's no coach speak with this guy. I mean, this guy, he's a football guy. It tells you exactly how he feels. He's going to have a little trouble getting on old Feinbaum with him dropping them cuss words. I was like, hey, easy guy. But I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's great. And he said he ain't going to do no hot yoga, none of that shit. He's here to play some football, you know. And I think him and John Sumrall, that's one thing I like getting back in this league is just some football guys. You know what I'm saying? So I like those.
Let me ask you this, Shane.
Yes.
Fair or not? Because, again, people just think we hate Kiffin now.
Yeah.
I hate the way he exited. That's what I hate.
Yeah.
And when the season rolls around, I'll probably forgive him. But till then, he's Lane quitting. But so this may be tainted, what I'm about to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Would he be viewed, you think, as highly as he is, if not for his Twitter, if not for his antics? Basically, I guess what I'm asking you is he kind of pumped up because he is entertaining and all? I mean, because now he's done a masterful job at Ole Miss, but what has he won? You know what I mean? Is he overhyped because of the rest of it?
A little bit, but it's tough to argue with success. And just where Ole Miss is now, I mean, they're hosting a college football playoff game, you know, with a quarterback nobody knew starting the season. So I feel like you have to at least acknowledge what he's been able to do, not so much what he's failed to accomplish. So, I feel like obviously his stock's a little higher because of those antics and the fact that people talk about him. And as long as people's talking about you, you know, you're going to either have success or at least, you know, have an opportunity. So, I feel like that's a great question. But I do think that sometimes he doesn't get enough credit for what he's been able to accomplish up there.
You know who does get enough credit, Shane?
Carl Judkins. Thank you, cuz. Looks like Knowles to Ball Nation. Fired Michigan coach. Thinks running back hitter needs a new home in Knoxville.
So that was the five-star that picked Michigan over Tennessee there at the. But now that his coach is out, he's probably free to transfer wherever he wants.
Come on down. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is going to be the wildest portal season ever. And like you said, too, there's some players that are expecting certain amounts that are going to find out quickly they're not going to get it. I do feel like this is going to be the most active portal we've seen up to date.
Right. And you know what else is being active right now, Shane?
What's that?
Poncho Outdoors.
Go! Oh,
go check about PonchoOutdoors.com/SEC. There's a link in the show notes. Go check them out. You get $10 off with our friends over at Poncho right now. They got all this great gear, Shane.
Yes.
They got the Westerns. They got the polos. They got the tough threads over there at PonchoOutdoors.com/SEC. And my favorite thing, Shane, the Poncho Promise, where they stand by every product sold, free shipping, free returns. Maybe you get something, it's a little too small, a little too tight. You can get another size up, won't cost you a thing, or vice versa, too big. Size it down. Shane's keeps losing weight. He may not fit into their clothes anymore if he keeps slimming down. But go check him out, PonchoOutdoors.com/SEC. Get you $10 off. Do yourself a favor. Someone you love, get them a gift, or maybe you just want to upgrade your own wardrobe. Go check them out. You know what?
Absolutely. And it's perfect for the holidays, right? You want to buy somebody fancy something? Yeah, you got the poncho. You want to look fancy because sometimes we haven't seen family since, last Christmas. You want to come in there and be like, damn, Shane must be successful. That's because I'm wearing poncho. Come on now.
And then the only way, Shane, you got to complete the look, right?
Yeah.
HoloSocks.com. I mean, you can't look good without good socks. So go check them out right now. HoloSocks.com. Don't even need a promo code, Shane.
Nope.
Because it's buy two, get two free over at HoloSocks.com. There's a link in the show notes for this one as well.
Yeah.
Man, these are some fantastic compression socks, Shane. I've not been feeling too good here lately.
Yeah.
But my feet feel amazing because I got these hollow socks on. Again, go check them out. Every Christmas my mom gives me some socks.
Yeah.
If they ain't hollow socks, I'm telling her to send those back to the store.
Here.
You know what?
Impressions, what they should have said, because that's what I've been with these. That's all I got on, the shirt and hollow socks. And I was athletic enough, I'd show you. So be sure to check out these hollow socks. I promise you, these are great. How do you say it? Stocking stuffers?
Stocking stuffers.
Bam. Perfect. Nailed it.
Speaking of nailing it, Shane, Mike Andrews nailed it with this question. What a question here. Excuse me. Who is the one player that each team cannot afford to lose in the transfer portal?
Oh.
Buddy, I came with one for every team.
Every team.
How about you tell me if I nailed it or not?
Let's do it. Around the world. Let's go.
Now, I thought the assumption was Ty Simpson's a goner, right?
Yes.
I mean, some people were saying first overall pick. But I the way he's been playing, I think he might need to come back. So
yeah.
I said Ty Simpson for Bama. Like, if he leaves, then people are going to be like, God, DeBoer does not have a handle on this roster.
Yeah. I feel like that's going to be my answer for quite a few things here.
Yeah.
But yes. Quarterback, definite answer there.
Okay. And then Arkansas, give me Quincy Rhodes, outstanding defensive lineman. Now this is twofold, Shane, because he's really good, obviously. But when old Silver Fox came in here, he sat at the podium and says, hey, guess what, old Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. Quincy's coming back. So if a month later he's like, Coach, I'm in the portal. I mean, it has to be Quincy after that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, especially if he's your foundation.
All right, Auburn. I think someone has already asked us this question, and you said Cam Coleman. But yeah. I got to go Deuce Knight because and I don't even know if Alex Golish, if he wants Deuce Knight, I would assume he certainly does.
Yeah.
It sounds like his quarterback, though, his former quarterback at South Florida, I don't know if you caught this, Shane, but they just announced that he is not going to be playing in the South Florida Bowl game. He's keeping his options open.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what that means, but maybe he'll follow Golish to Auburn. His name's Brown is his last name. He's really good. So I don't know. Maybe that's the future at Auburn, but I would think it's Deuce Knight.
I'm going to go Cam just because he's super talented. Honestly, maybe the best wide receiver in the country. And I feel like if Deuce doesn't come back, or even if he does and you still want to get a portal guy, it's going to say, hey, look what I've done in South Florida and look what we have returning here in this locker room. You got talent like that. I feel like he could be, he could be a sales tool, if you will.
Right. All right, then Florida, I said Jaden Ball, because my man Summerall came in here, he got the job. They said, hey, did you see he got 38 carries against Florida State? He said, I would have ran him more. You know what I mean? So, we need a foundational piece here. I think he is the offense if he's back next year.
Yeah, that's a good one. How close were you to saying DJ, though?
I don't even know if we want him.
Yeah. Okay.
He gets hurt too much. I do like him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just here. It's your list. Yeah. It's your list.
Because I was thinking about that. Someone was asking me about at Georgia Tech. They had Haynes, who'd been there for 50 years apparently.
Yeah.
But he's like a battering ram.
Yeah.
Can you ask DJ to do? I mean, DJ looks the part.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want people to think I hype that guy up all year, but he gets injured so much. Yeah. How much does he fit what we're trying to do? I don't know that he does.
Man, that would suck. Yeah, I just feel like we'll look back one day because you forget the excitement and the buzz that kid had when they signed him, and then what we've had as far as production, and you're going to constantly question yourself if that was Billy Napier or was that just DJ not living up to full potential. So, yeah, you may be right.
If you could guarantee, and we can't do this for anybody, so yeah. But if you could just guarantee me that DJ Lagway will be healthy all, then 1,000%, I'd take him, you know?
It's tough, man. If you could just bring one guy back and he's very volatile, you don't want it.
Right. All right, how about Georgia? I said their outstanding safety, KJ Bolden. I think they need a safety in addition to him. If they lose him,
not Gunner.
We got quarterbacks. Come on. Every Georgia fan we ran into in Atlanta, I said, what about Jared Curtis? We got so many quarterbacks. Like they got 9 quarterbacks according to them, you know?
All right, man. We'll roll with it.
How about Kentucky? They just had all SEC, one selection, Ty Bryant, defensive back. Yeah. So I went with Ty Bryant.
Damn. I'm picking quarterbacks all day long. I just like Cutter. I feel like Cutter could be something, man. He's going to be special, and I hope he stays in the Southeastern Conference. I hope he stays in Kentucky because I feel like with a little guidance here, build the program around him, they could do something. So I'll go Cutter Bowley.
All right, how about LSU? This is a tough one for me, Shane, but I'm going to go Tredez Green because I think in Kiffin's offense, remember he used that big H-back there, and he was phenomenal. I think we could see – more of the same with Tredez.
You can go back from, I mean, Lane Kiffin, that's what he does. He identifies what's the best talent on that roster, and it gets him the damn ball. And Tredez Green is that talent. So I think that's a perfect one.
Hey, how about this? Hugh Freeze to Michigan.
It's freezing. Yeah, they ain't going to do that.
All right, how about Ole Miss, Shane? I went Kywin Lacy, the running back.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to argue, right? What about, I'll go with you. I'm not going to argue. It's your list. You've given this time.
Okay, Mississippi State, true freshman quarterback, Kamario Taylor.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Ooh, he's going to be starting the bowl game now, too.
Perfect. Perfect.
Mizzou, Ahmad Hardy.
You don't think he's going?
He's a sophomore. Where's he going?
Shit, he's a true sophomore?
Yes, sir.
Damn, I thought he could go this year. If that's the case, then that's no brainer.
I was wondering why were hesitating.
The muscle hamster, baby. Yeah.
All right, how about Oklahoma? And now this is an interesting one. You'll probably say John Mateer because you love quarterbacks. I went offensive tackle Michael Fasusi, the true freshman. Tackles are just so hard to come by.
Yeah.
And hell, I don't even know if John Mateer's good anymore. I mean, he might be. I mean, they're convinced Michael Hawkins. Some people are. Michael Hawkins is better, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's tough to argue with the leading receiver, though, Satania. Has he got any eligibility? I mean, he is their offense, right? And special teams. Yeah. That may be one, but no, I feel like defense is the move here.
Okay. And then how about Carolina? I think we have to say Sellers.
Sellers.
And the younger with their one. New offensive coordinator. I think he could blow up if he stays.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What did you think about that hire? Actually, I think one of the cousins. Wait, have you done all the teams? No, you haven't. Sorry.
How about Tennessee? Again, I'm going back to tackle, Shane. Give me David Sanders.
Sanders. Do you think he'd leave? Don't say that.
I mean, I think all these guys will leave if you gave them $5 more, you know?
I mean, obviously, offensive line, started as a true freshman. Obviously, got banged up several times throughout the season, but you can see the talents there. The guy's an absolute giant, little work. That one would be tough to argue. I do like Staley, freshman of the year. Yeah. I feel like you got that would be another one that you can kind of throw out there, but
I just think you can replace a receiver a lot easier than you can a tackle.
Well, if he's listening, you can't. So,
how about Texas, Shane? I think we might as well say goodbye to Sark if we lose Arch Manning.
Arch Manning's the one, right? Oh, Papa wasn't happy. I don't know if you listened to him the other day. He's talking about Lane Kiffin situation. It's always good to see Papa Manning out there, you know?
Yeah. All right. How about A&M? I said Marcel.
Yes. I can't just talk about how great the offense is. I got to double down on it.
And then Vanderbilt, I said Jared Curtis. Imagine signing him, all that hoopla, and then his ass was out the door in the portal.
Absolutely. Or Pavia, if you can get a 10th year out of him. So shout out to cousin DJP Body. He says, I believe Shane Beamer has finally landed the right offensive coordinator and staff to help lead the success to next year. What do y'all think, cousins? What do you think, Mike? Think that was the hire?
Yeah, I liked it. They took a huge step back at Arkansas when he left.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they fixed it. We're getting Bobby P there. But, yeah, Ken O'Briles, I like his system.
Yeah.
Does KJ Jefferson, remember how much we loved him? That was the Briles offense. He knows what he's doing with quarterbacks. He's worked with Kiffin. And I saw a detailed analysis on his coaching career.
Yeah.
Seemingly everywhere he goes, if you look at his track record, the year before he gets to a place that basically he's taken over a lot of shitty offenses.
Yes.
And immediately turn them into not elite, but good offenses.
A step in the right direction.
Right, right. And that's all. Hell, Shane, if South Carolina was like in the hundreds of basically every offensive category.
Yeah.
If they were just in the 50s, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kidding, but I'm not. They would have beat probably Missouri. They would have beat maybe LSU. They certainly would have beat Bama, I think. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I think even A&M.
Yeah. I saw one thing. A lot of TCU guys were like, I hope you're used to slants, you know? And then South Carolina fans are like, he could throw slants? shout out to Cameron. How do you feel about Arnett and Matt Brock back in Stark and adding Bush?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a terrible hire. I think it's an upgrade over what they've had.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Isn't it weird getting all these former Mississippi State coaches to come back to Mississippi State?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm a little torn myself, right? And I do brother. I'm right there with you. I feel like it could be good. It could not be. But I remember we were talking about this off air the other day when Zach was first being floated around as a defensive coordinator, right? Everybody wanted him. There was a moment when he was – I mean, he was numero uno. When you talked about eligible bachelors out there, everybody wanted Arnett. And, of course, obviously, we've seen what's happened. But I do think that there is some maybe not greatness, but very goodness in there. So I think it's a good hire.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was productive at the last time at State.
Yeah.
And I think people get it in their head. I don't understand why they do this, Shane. We're like, if a guy sucks as a head coach, they're just like, oh, he just can't coach. I mean, there's so many Mike Bobo has done a masterful job, and that's probably a bad because they always hate his ass.
Yeah.
He was not a good head coach. Georgia may win the national championship, and if they do, it's going to be because a big part is because Mike Bobo is doing such an excellent job coaching just the offense, you know? So just because you're not good as a head coach doesn't mean you're not good as a coordinator, or just because you're not good as a coordinator sometimes doesn't mean you can't be a position coach. You know, I think it is a much better hire than what they had at Mississippi State.
And to be fair, Mike, I mean, if we're being honest, I feel like sometimes – it's a good group of boys, you know? Like sometimes when you get a good group of offense or defense, I feel like sometimes maybe some of those stat lines that we like to float around get pumped up a little bit just because we overlooked the talent that was there. And I'm not saying that just because you talk about Mike Bobo. I feel like there's some teams that we look back on and maybe we gave a little too much credit to those coordinators at that time.
Yeah.
Rancho Texcano, I hope I said that right. How long until the first SEC team inks a private equity deal like Utah did this week? What do you think about that?
Never.
It'll never happen. But what did you think about that? Do you think that's maybe a smart move for them to stay afloat for a little bit longer?
No, I don't think that's ever.
Never a good one.
Never. I think they just let the wolf in the hen house.
Ooh.
He's in there now. You know what?
Yeah. Flipping a coin back there, toothpick in his mouth. All right.
All right. How about this one, Shade? Letters to God. Which team is best suited to make a run in the playoff?
Right now, I mean, Mike, I'd love to say Georgia because they're closer. I guess that would be my first one. But I'm with you. I feel like the winner of that Alabama-Oklahoma game is the one that you got to keep your eye on. That's the biggest game for SEC, I think, in this whole thing.
Yeah. I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, we got Alabama. Don't know how they got in, and Oklahoma. You just can't kill them, you know? So, oh, man, they just won't die, man. So I'm looking forward to that one, man.
Well, let's do the case for all of these, right?
Yeah.
A&M, arguably the number one team in the nation.
Yes.
For most of the year. Mm-hmm. And now they're just, like, discarded, which is crazy. So, that there's a case to be made there.
Yeah.
And Ohio State will have this long layoff. I'm just saying that should be factored in.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, I mean, it kind of is obvious. Elite coach. The offense is playing really well, and the defense they're playing their best football to date. Ole Miss, America's team.
Yeah,
motivation. They have. Remember, I picked them best offense, I think, in the playoff among SEC teams.
Yes.
So there's a lot to like there, and it's not like the defense is horrible by any means.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, best defense, arguably best special teams in the field. Just need to get healthier. Got to score 20, get us 27 points a game offense, and we can win this whole damn thing. And then Bama, defense playing out of their minds.
Yeah.
I know Georgia scored a bunch, but if you really watch that game, they faced a lot of short, there was the block punt.
Mm-hmm.
There was turnovers that put them in tough positions to where I wouldn't even say the dam broke, because I thought they did a good job actually containing Georgia despite the score. And then if Ty Simpson gets his confidence back, I think, again, that's the case. So, I realistically could see all these teams making a run.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to argue, right? Just getting in was the toughest part. And honestly, if you would have put Vanderbilt somewhere in there, I would have made an argument why they could have done. I mean, if you put Vanderbilt where JMU is right now, even though I know JMU, G5, blah, 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 still, if Vanderbilt was in that spot, I could make an argument that they can make a run at it. Same thing with Texas, the way they've been playing here lately. So, this conference, the toughest thing is getting there. And now that they're there, we just need one or two teams to play good football. Don't screw it up. That's all we're asking.
You know who didn't screw it up, Shane?
That'd be old DJ PP4BB. I don't know why it says that, but cousins, hottie toddy. Y'all warned me about a certain coach, and I didn't listen. I'll listen next time, I promise. All right, LSU, you're on deck.
I was just saying that reminds me of Auburn people with Freeze.
Yep.
A&M people with Fisher. Well, you ought to listen, but that's okay.
They'll eventually listen.
Man, so this one, I didn't know where to go with this one. So,
yes,
I was going to let you tackle it, Shane, but I'll fill in the gaps here. Shout out Ole Miss, he's an official cousin. What's your favorite thing about each SEC program?
What's my favorite thing about each SEC program?
Yeah.
Because
that's a mouthful right there, isn't it?
Golly, yeah. Can you pull up all the teams here? Let's see. Is there something?
They got them right above your head there, Shane, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, shit, that's right. Alabama. Everything but third Saturday in October. No, I'd say tradition. I mean, honestly, when you think football, you think of a football movie. Hell, you think of damn, you know, Forrest Gump. You think of Alabama. So Southeastern Conference, I feel like it represents the conference well. Georgia Bulldogs. I love Athens. I think it's one of the best bar towns ever. And if you've not been down there, get down there. Absolutely. Ole Miss, obviously, I love the drama here lately. But truly, I love the fact that you're doing something that's never been done before. And that's the new age of college football. Here, I just told you about Bama and all the tradition. But now, because of the portal and because of some of the nicer things that Disney has allowed us to do, Ole Miss is in the mix and has an opportunity to do something that's never been done. I think that's beautiful. Texas A&M finally getting in, not 8-4. I love the passion of the fan base down here. It's unlike anything else, right? Obviously, if you're an A&M fan, you get it. But if you're not, you're picked on all the time. But I understand, they're a little quirky sometimes, but God, they love their football team. Texas, you got wonderful barbecue down there, I'll tell you that. I feel like you never know who you're going to see on the sideline, right? And this is a team that has everything, and it's just – it will pop at any time. This is a team that moving forward, you're never going to want to play because they could beat you. Oklahoma, remind me of like the old school football teams, just blue hat, blue collar teams, you know, just come in here, whoop some ass. They expect to win. And it's kind of funny because we picked on them when they first got here, and now they're representing their football team in a home playoff game. So Vanderbilt, where have you been? Back from the dead. Diego Pavia is the name that I will always remember because you literally put Vanderbilt back on the map, or just on the map, period. And Coach Lee, they're building something special. Sleeping Giant is what I'm always going to think of when I see the Vanderbilt. Mizzou, that was like my first surrogate team, you know. I think the first time I went on the road, had an absolute blast. I'll always think of the roles over there at Lambert's. I'll think of the fans in the stands, and one of the I don't know, it's like getting a hole in one. Like, you do that, you'll probably never do it again in your life. The way that Oklahoma Mizzou game went down that year, I'll never see a football game like that. So that's what I'm always going to think about, and just the fans. Tennessee, obviously, that's my baby. That's the one I grew up with my grandfather watching, and it just, it's, you, if you follow SEC football, your team, you always remember the good times, the bad times, but you remember all the times, and Tennessee will always be that. LSU, I'll always remember 2001 when you knocked us out of the SEC. I do wonder if I know we probably would have got our ass kicked by Miami, but there's always a part of me that wonders, what if we did it? But obviously, LSU, Death Valley, I think the best part about them is just at night, we make fun of them, the last couple of seasons because it's not been as electric. But by God, if Lane Kiffin gets that thing back, that place will be absolutely, it will be the number one feared place in the country. Kentucky, bourbon, fun, basketball. I'm trying to think.
What about Jared Lorenzen?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go back, I remember also the days when Peyton Manning, Tim Couch going back and forth, right? Kentucky has always – it's tough now that you said it, the hefty lefty. Obviously, that one's going to be a good one. But I love the area too, Kentucky gets slept on sometimes. Florida Gators, the Swamp. Golly. Brother, how can you – I mean, 90s, right? I still have nightmares. When we went 22 years without winning in the Swamp, it's just a tough place to play. And when, people always have these lists, the toughest place to play, and LSU and all these places that come up. But the one that stands out to me, and maybe it's because I'm a Tennessee fan, has always been the Swamp. And I remember as a young kid, they said, you can't wear your orange in there because they'll spit on you. That's the way I thought, So I like to see it get electric again. Maybe not necessarily spit on people, but Auburn, I feel miracles. There's probably some dead bodies floating around, but say what you want. This is a football team that is always going to be right there, right? Just all they need is one or two good things, and then Auburn's going to be winning a natty or at least competing for an SEC championship. The fandom, obviously, with all the shit they've been dealt here the last few years, they still show up. And some of these teams that I've mentioned earlier are not that way. So it's a different breed down there on the plains.
Yeah. Can I say one thing, Shane?
Yeah, please.
Give you a break.
Yeah.
This show would not exist, I promise you, if not for the Kick Six.
Yeah.
I was doing I was working in a different industry. And after the prayer at Jordan Hare and the Kick Six.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know, somehow, some way, I got to get into football. And it was the next year I started down this path, official working in the media.
Yeah.
So thank you, Auburn. Without Auburn, without the Kick Six, we wouldn't be here today.
The more you know. Now, Mississippi State, we would have been here. I give them a hard time, but I tell you what, man, there's been some great, great seasons down there. We talk about Dan the Man maybe coming back to the SEC. I always think about that. And the of course, the Pirate has always been one of our favorites. But fandom, you talk about a fan base that, I mean, look at it. Their best year was 1998, and they didn't win anything. Right. But it is one that they showed up and they keep showing up. And that's, brother, if anybody deserves a good football team, by God, it's Mississippi State. South Carolina, I love this place. One of the best places to tailgate. It's flat for you fat people that don't like to walk a lot of hills. But the fans are awesome. There's a tailgate. I mean, a lot of these are like that. But South Carolina, William Bryce at night, just electric, electric environment. And it's just a fun place to be. And then, of course, Arkansas. Here's another one. I always think about the times that Tennessee had some bad seasons, the Derek Dooleys, the Jeremy Pruitts and all that stuff. Arkansas was right there with us, hand in hand with Chad Morris and stuff. It's just we managed to get a good coach first, right? I feel like Arkansas is due. And if that happens, then Arkansas can get back because there's nothing makes me happier than going to media days and seeing happy Arkansas fans, and nothing makes me more sad than seeing sad ones. It's like the bipolar fandom of Arkansas fans.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Shane.
Yeah,
cousin ZOU, official cousin. Any good coordinators from Missouri? Looks like Kirby Moore going to Washington State. Who could Missouri get out there?
Is Art Art Briles still available?
No, I don't think so. How about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
Who is out there? He's a hell of a coach. How about Bobby P? Passed over at Arkansas. Stick it to him, you know?
I don't hate it. But let him cook, right? To a certain extent. Don't let him get too wild. But
Mr. J says, I heard Sherrone Moore's available.
Too soon. Too soon.
All right, how about this one from East Los Buddy? If Pavia wins the Heisman, should Vanderbilt build a statue of him?
Yes. Yeah. They should rename. They'd at least give him a street or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pavia Pass. You know, that's what they do.
All right. That snags. I like this question, Shane. If Lane Kiffin does not fulfill expectations at LSU, how many years does he last?
Not long. Not long. Because Lane's one of those kids. And I say kids because when everything's going his way, he's okay. And he's jovial. He's tweeting about it. But when things go bad, he's looking, not to blame, but he's looking to get out of there. Doesn't want to deal with the messy side of it. And the problem that he's done here, Mike, is he's built this thing up so high that if LSU goes 11, the first loss, I mean, the message boards will fire up and say, we screwed up. Lane Kiffin is a joke. You know, they'll be that. And if they don't hit college football playoffs year one, definitely by year two, they're going to be looking for an excuse to get him out of there.
I think it 4 years.
Mm-mm. 2 years. Lane Kiffin he's being brought down there to win national championships. Right. Yeah. I mean, if we want 10 wins, 9 wins, we could have kept Brian Kelly for that. They brought him down here to get him past that. And the fact that he's going to hit this portal so hard, I just feel like the pressure is going to be through the roof for Lane Kiffin to hit immediately.
All right. How about this one from Surfer Dog, an official cousin, Shane? Thank you, Surfer Dog. Aloha, cousin. Sorry for the inappropriate question last week. Yes, it was him. But new questions. Top three movies and you can't, that are not sports related.
Oh, man, we had a discussion about this the other day,
didn't we?
We
did.
Well, I mentioned – well, it's not sports related, though. I'll go – you go first. Let me think about it, because
The Matrix. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Maybe Lord of the Rings.
Damn, that's what the first two we talked about.
I know, I was stealing yours.
Yeah. Gladiator.
Yeah,
was up there. You know, I really like Shawshank Redemption. I know it gets brought up quite a bit. It's a great story, but I'm going to pivot and I'm going to say The Green Mile, I think was a great, great movie. That was one of my favorites.
Remember when we went and saw Tropic Thunder in the theater?
Yeah. Jack Black tied to the tree.
Yeah, we got to put a comedy. What is top comedy? For me, it's probably Superbad.
Dumb and Dumber. When I went, here's the thing. I know you watch it now. It's probably not as funny as it was. But when that came out in movie theater and you're surrounded, the place was packed. I'm telling you, every dumb little joke became a massive, hilarious joke. I've never laughed so hard in a movie theater in my life than when Dumb and Dumber came out. The closest one was The Hangover. When I watched it, I thought that one was just as was close to being as funny.
Okay, and then he's got a follow-up here.
Can I one shout-out right here? Is coming up. I watch it every year at my parents' house, Christmas Eve, Christmas Vacation. One of the most quotable movies, one of the best movies. If I say quotable movie, I probably should have said Joe Dirt. That's another one I like to use a lot of reference on. But I do think that Christmas Vacation is by far the best Christmas movie.
Okay. Now he's got a follow-up here. This is an MMA match.
Yeah.
Who's winning, Roman Harper or Benjamin Watson, two SEC network analysts?
Roman Harper.
Oh, give me Benjamin.
You think
he
so?
He watches the show, so
no.
I gotta give him the edge here. And then Chris Doering or Jordan Rogers?
Oh, Doering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you hesitated.
Yeah. No, Doering's got that one. Listen, it's not back on the Benjamin. Well, I know Benjamin can win, right? But I think Roman would be like thinking of, like, you wouldn't know it, but he has some like MMA stuff, you know, hit up his sleeve. Like, he's been working on a few little power moves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. And then he's got one more food question. Collard greens, yes or no?
Yeah. No. But true story, had him at Dollywood the other day. I weren't that bad.
Didn't hate him, huh?
Didn't hate him. Thought
just,
I'd,
you just
got to
season them properly.
Yeah, they were properly seasoned.
Okay. All right, All Day Trey, appreciate you, buddy. If you could trade Tennessee's head coach for another, who would it be?
Tennessee's head coach for another?
Yeah. Freeze?
Lane Kiffin. All that chaos, bring it back home, baby. Bring it back home.
Okay. and he's asked about the playoff field. If we could pick, I think we just did this the other day, but he said pick the 12 regardless of anything. So basically just the 12 best, I think.
Yeah.
So we basically did this the other day, and we just said kick Tulane out, kick JMU out, give me Vanderbilt. Give me Texas in there.
And oh, yeah.
I think that was our list, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the list. That's the list. And, you know, the thing on the G5, it's like I wouldn't mind a play-in game. So let Vanderbilt play Tulane, you know, prove they get in. JMU, same thing with Texas or something. You know, I feel like that would be all right. It's kind of like extending the playoffs, but I don't know. I just hate that they're in there. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm that guy. I know it pisses. You mentioned Peter Burns. It pisses guys like him off. He feels like they deserve a spot, but come on. Come on.
And he's got a food question here all day, yeah. Trey. What's your all's favorite type of winter soup and winter drink? Do you have a winter soup or winter drink?
Well, eggnog for the drink, because I don't drink eggnog any other time of the year. I will say apple cider, even though it has cinnamon in it. I know I'm not supposed to, but I go back when I was a kid, because back in the day, you used to have to cut trees down. Not quite like Christmas Vacation, but there's like tree farms you go to. One of the coolest experiences. And I remember going, it's cold, it's fun. You always try to pick the biggest tree to bring in. And one of the things they always had was apple cider. So it kind of takes me back. Nostalgia. Is that how they say that?
Hey, yeah, all the cousins are freaking out because you definitely missed the mark here. You wouldn't trade for Kirby Smart?
No.
You'd rather have Lane Kiffin than Kirby Smart?
Yeah. Lane Kiffin, he's old news. Get him out of here.
That's crazy.
No, I need somebody. Here's the thing. Kirby Smart, I feel like, is obviously super successful. And I'm not saying he's probably the best, if not, he's probably the best coach in the country.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But if I'm bringing him to Tennessee, who's more likely to turn this thing around quickly? Do I think it's Kirby Smart? Potentially. But I know what Lane Kiffin did with Ole Miss, right? With this NIL and the portal and all that. Shit, yeah. Give me Lane Kiffin. Tennessee's not there. Georgia, you're there, right? So I feel like Georgia to Bama would make sense. Georgia to LSU possibly is going to make, or maybe even Texas A&M right now. But right now, Lane Kiffin to Tennessee, I feel like, man, those numbers would be jumping.
Yeah. Okay, that's crazy. And then do you have a favorite winter soup?
Not really. I mean, a potato soup, but that's all yours.
How about chili?
Is chili a soup?
Not really, but we're counting it, aren't we?
Yeah, I would say potato soup's probably my favorite soup if I had one. And then chili, if we're counting that, I would put chili above potato soup.
Okay, then let's close it out, Shannon. I can't talk much longer.
Yes.
Cousin Trey, shout out Trey, fanciest restaurant you've ever been to?
Shoney's? No, I'm joking. probably Ruth Chris. It's probably the fanciest one I've ever been to.
Ooh, I treated Shane to that on Saturday.
Touched that hot plate too the first time I was there. lit my ass up.
And it was at the he also says fanciest meal you've had. Is it the same?
Oh yeah, answer? Yeah. I would probably say, I mean, I did eat at this. No. Shit, I forgot. We went to Asheville, and we ate at what's that place called? Chestnut, I believe is what it's called. Like, that's the first time I've ever been to a restaurant that has like a dish. You know what I'm saying? Usually my menu is pretty stationary. Right? I'll take A1 or something. but when you get there and they just have like a seasonal dish, that was the first time I ever had that. And that's where I was telling you that mustard was good. And I mean, who thought mustard would be good? But those little seeds were fantastic. Did a charcuterie. That's where I Googled before we went in that restaurant. I pulled up a YouTube video to learn how to pronounce charcuterie. So when I go in there, I didn't look like an idiot.
And then I went to a place. I couldn't even tell you the name. The name's not really important. But
yeah,
it was when I was living out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You could go to these sushi places and you couldn't even order.
Yeah.
It's called Chef's Choice. So what they do, and it's unlike any sushi you've ever had, where it's like whatever they caught that day or whatever. I don't think they caught it. You know what I mean? But like whatever came in that day, the guy would make you sushi based on what came in, and he'd give you a little of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and it would be like 12 different options. Now it wouldn't be like 12 times 12. Some of them was just one or two.
Yeah.
But like as he chopped it up, they'd give it to you. Chop it up, give it to you. That was the fanciest thing I've ever had.
How much did that run you?
Dude, it was over $100, I think, per person.
Jeez.
It's like a specialty thing, you know?
Little 85-year-old guy, he's just making them little rice balls. I've seen him on TV, you know. I'd want to try it, but I feel like I would leave air hungry still, you know?
Yeah.
That would be terrible, is to leave a $100 meal and be like, God, I'm still, you want to stop McDonald's, you know?
And then more dangerous, Trey's asking, for a starter, bread rolls, bread slash rolls, or chips and cheese dip?
Oh, well, he lost me on cheese dip. I'm not a cheese dip guy.
I have seen you destroy multiple plates of chips and salsa.
I will kill. Absolutely destroy it. My favorite restaurant, El Torito. Shout out, not a sponsor, should be. Salsa Verde and those chips, man, I wear them out. So, but then you Texas roll, you know, those are tough too. So, but I'll go chips and salsa because I kill them.
I've seen the devastation.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
These closed restaurants.
Yeah. They give me, my portion gets smaller and smaller when I get in there.
All right, let's go. Oh, man, this is going to be tough, all beef, buddy. Let's run through all these donations here.
Okay.
We certainly do appreciate you. Glenn Warsaw, he gifted. Just bear with me. Eddie Black, appreciate you.
Thank
Glenn.
You. Yeah.
And then Trey, 5 membership, Shane. Patrick McClively, I'm sure I butchered that. Snoodlebug, Scott Haley, M-I-Z Drew, Adrian Wells, I think what that is. All Day Trey, we appreciate you. Shin, Will Dewey, Matt Baker, One Pig Dropping, Joseph Johnson, Ags 1222, and Boogie Mania. And then we got the legend, Steven Up. Where's his
always line? Showing up for them Roll boys Tide. In Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Hey, gifted Will Dewey. And then All Day. All right, yeah. Jacob became a member. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob.
All Day Trey. 5 more, Shane. Mark Doctor. Vadi Football. Austin McLaren. Old King. Chase Burrell. And then Bert Bishop. Oh, Bert, you crazy son of a. He gifted Little Clout. And then All Day Trey said, why not do it a little bit more
there
all
he
day?
Is.
We got Dave over here. Thank you, Dave. All Day Trey gifted 5 more. Mike Collins, Stevie G, Wet Blanket. That's Shane's nickname. Mr. Go, Texas Go, DJ Sin. We got Dad of War, cool name. He gifted Randy Milton. And then Freedom Van said, I'm going to throw in five. Coach Dang, Bravo, cause... Soundboard Productions, Cody McChicken, cool name. M. Young, Noah Byerly. And then All Day said, how about All Day more?
Damn,
Jennifer,
Trey?
Santino, Trey, Mitchell, Aaron, Duck, Benny, Talks, and Gators, Med. All of y'all,
welcome to the family.
All right, that's all I can take, Shane. I can take no more. Anything else, buddy?
No, no. One last thing. Tomorrow, are we doing the live show? Is that what that is? And it starts at 8.
Yes, 8 Eastern.
So not 7. We will not have a 7 o'clock show. It's at 8 o'clock.
That's my understanding.
All right, just making sure our clocks are synced up. And look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. And today's shout-outs, thank you, JP, for putting the list together. They're going to go to Tam B, Glenn Warshaw, All Day Trey, Shin, Stephen Up, Jacob Matthews, Bert Burship, Carl Juckins, Dave Cook, Rancho Texano, DJ, Dad of War, Freedom Van, and T. Blake Brady. Thank you. Thank you so much. And all you cousins, I appreciate you hanging out. Please, please, please hit that thumbs up on your way out. Truly does help us out. And guys, we will see you tomorrow.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.